What is up, you guys? Welcome to the Dear Universe, It's Me podcast. You are listening to episode 9. If my voice does not sound familiar to you, thank you so much for pressing play on the podcast and for coming into this community. Thank you so much for being here and for listening. And if my voice does sound familiar, thank you so much for coming on back to the show. I'm so happy you are here. A lot of you know that this podcast is a place where you can join me on my journey towards my highest self through all of these different spiritual topics. And it gets really weird sometimes. Last episode was about past lives, which was incredible. I learned so much. I have episodes coming up on Reiki and on relationships with alcohol and on femininity, and all of these things are things that tie us closer to ourselves. And this episode was one of my favorites because we laughed so much. And I think it's really important to laugh while we're having these conversations that can be kind of weird and illuminating and really enlightening. And I had such a good time on today's podcast, and I have nothing but good things to say about our guest. But before I introduce her, we talked about the laws of the universe, and one of those laws is the law of attraction. And full stop moment, I felt like I was really doing the law of attraction in the right way. I was like, I'm manifesting everything right, and I'm putting everything out there that I want, and I've written it down. And turns out I haven't really been doing that like I thought I was, and the intuitive life coach that I interviewed totally called me out, and it was really good. It was actually what I needed. Recording this episode put a big shift in my brain, not only to what the law of attraction was, but what I'm really manifesting by what I'm putting out into the world, which tends to be a lot of anxiety and fear and things like that. So you have to listen all the way through. Big aha moment. But also, we not only talked a little bit about dating, which, by the way, if you want to hear more about dating, let me know. I got ghosted today. So that's a fun fact, and it happens all the time. And if you want to hear about it, let me know. But she really instilled a lot of incredible ways of thinking and inner knowledge and inner knowing that we all have to help us guide ourselves through these sometimes really shitty things. So today I interviewed Nadia. Her website is linked down below, as well as her Facebook page. Her website is Intuition by Nadia. So she is an intuitive life coach. She's been doing that since 2015. She also has her master's in clinical psychology, which I think is really incredible. I don't find a lot of times that people who are into the metaphysical world super deeply also have a rooting in science or in psychology. So that was great to have the lens. But I really don't want to harp anymore because she's amazing. I want us to get into the episode. But before we do that, we are going to take a breath because today was major sucky because I did get ghosted. And so I need to breathe. So some benefits of breath, because we do breathe before every episode. Just a reminder, it optimizes the cooperation between your brain hemispheres, which is huge. It dramatically calms anxiety, fear, and worry. You can hear me talking like I'm not breathing. You have to calm down and breathe. Breathing also can connect you more to yourself and your presence in the world or presence of spirit. You can develop your intuition better by tuning into your breath. And it's overall just a really good thing to do. And it's completely, completely underrated. I don't think we talk about breath enough. So if you listened to the yoga episode, pranayama breathing, it's your life force, y'all. So wherever you are, I'm currently on the floor in my living room. And so I'm going to sit crisscross applesauce and lengthen my spine and bring the crown of my head towards the sky. So you can join me in that. If you're on the couch, just relax. Let your body relax. Relax your shoulders. If you're driving, just focus on your breath by driving. Stay alert, please. And just start to tune into your body. Almost like you're trying to find the frequency of your body. And notice where you might be feeling any pain, any tension, maybe some love, maybe some joy. For me, I know I can feel around my chest that it's very tight. When I breathe really deep, it hurts a little. I'm holding a lot of tension, a lot of pain. So maybe that's you today, or maybe you feel really open and you want to honor that and expand. So on your next exhale, release everything from your lungs. Then take a deep breath in through your nose. And again, give yourself permission to feel any areas of tension here. Open your mouth, exhale through your mouth. One more deep breath in through your nose. Beautiful. Open your mouth. Let it go. And maybe you feel like making a sound when you exhale. I swear it helps. We do it in yoga all the time. So you guys, I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day. And please know, give yourself permission to feel what you feel. I'm going to give myself permission to have a really, I don't want to say crappy, I'm going to let myself feel the emotions. So let's get into today's episode about the laws of the universe. I hope you love it as much as I loved recording it. And let's get into it.
You know, we're both Leo girls.
Yep.
I'm Cancer rising as well.
That's what you are. I know. A little lioness. It's so funny. So being a Cancer rising, I actually didn't really recognize the traits I have that I attribute to being a Cancer in my ascendant sign. Because when people meet me, they don't automatically think that I'm a Leo. They're like, "Oh, you're very nurturing." See, I feel the Leo energy with you, but maybe because I also am not, I get told I'm very intense a lot.
That's my thing. But also it's like, if you meet me one on, like, let's say you and I went to lunch, I'm very intense and focused on you, which is very like,
you have the gaze too. Everyone always is like, are you looking into my soul? I'm like, maybe I am.
What, do you know your moon?
Yeah, my moon is Aries. So
okay.
Another fire sign.
Okay, so I'm Capricorn girl. So that just throws my whole shit off. Excuse my language.
That's nice. But it does. That's okay.
Yeah, it's like that Capricorn moon is, it makes me super organized. So if like I say I'm going to be on here at 2, I'm 10 minutes early. I'm ready. I got the questions. I'm reliable. Whereas sometimes Leo's like, I'll be there when I get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then I'm going to stare at myself in the camera for a while.
Capricorn's the opposite. I'm also, it does give me with this work, and we can talk about it more. And I know I listened to your podcast on the astrology, and that was really fun because I love astrology.
We had such a hoot. So that's my friend. Yeah, we were literally drinking wine in her closet. And I learned so much in that episode because I didn't know that much about astrology until I met her, but I got CoStar. I don't know if you've heard of the app CoStar.
Yeah.
And it just made perfect sense for me. I was like, oh, yep. That makes sense. And that makes sense. And I put it all together.
Yeah. Like when you put it all together, my cousin in Italy is an astrologer and she's been doing my chart since I was a little girl. And she was like, well, this is why you're this way. And she said like my Mercury and my moon, which is Capricorn, they're both earth signs. So I'm really good at putting intuition and emotions into words, into an earthly way. Mm-hmm. So it made a lot of sense to me. And then the Leo is obviously the heart. I care so much about animals, about people, about the environment. Like I just care, you know, and it's horrible. I care about everything, which is why I do this work. So I'm excited to get into like what you want to know about, and maybe we could do like a little mini reading for you if you
totally
want. Or we could do like a general, we could do both, like a general for the planet right now because it's such intense times.
Yeah. So I always ask everyone who comes on here, well, I guess I've started this recently, how you got into your spiritual journey or your awakening. Sure. But before I ask you that, you have a radio show. I was listening to it a few hours ago. Oh, cool. And you always do energy updates. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really interesting. So before I ask you what the energy update is, can I tell you kind of what I've been feeling?
Sure. I love it.
If it matches.
Yeah.
So July for me was a very intense month. Like I felt a lot of things come at me that I needed to deal with healing wise.
Yeah.
Realizing, okay, it's time to get your stuff together in this area and just feeling intensity build. And now in August, I'm just feeling a lot of energy. So I'm not sleeping very well.
The money, girl. You're on the money.
Okay.
It's exactly.
I never had vivid dreams. Like, I never dream. I mean, I dream, but I don't remember them. And the last 2 weeks, I've had incredibly vivid dreams. And so August, and I've cried multiple times, and I'm usually not a huge emotion shower to other people, but I've cried in front of other people. So yeah, what's the energy update with August?
Yeah, so basically an energy update is like a tuning into the sort of collective frequency. Like it's, I always believe this when I talk about stuff, nothing's pre-planned. Everything's sort of happening and being molded, but like a psychic will tell you what's the trajectory as of right now of this energy. What are the main themes going on that you can either take advantage of or not? July was a massive healing month. It was an internal month. It was,
I really was right.
Yes, girl, right on the money. If you go back and read mine, I literally was like, this is an opportunity to heal. This is not a doing month. It's an internal month. August is pushing us out of our comfort zone. It's getting a little bit out into, I'm not safe. I'm not comfortable. What's going on? I have had the same thing. I'm a good sleeper, girl. We Leos, we like our sleep. Okay.
I've never had a problem with sleep ever.
Never.
And this month I haven't been sleeping very well. It also, August so far kind of feels like I'm in front of a bunch of people and my pants get pulled down,
right,
and I'm just standing there. Yeah.
It's being comfortable in vulnerability. And what you're seeing again, like, whether it's Corona or the fires or the, you know, you have the US, we have around the world, everybody is going to handle things differently. But what you're seeing in August genuinely is this sort of, I am seeing the shift from now to the end of the month, like there's going to be another big change. But August was split into two halves, which is the first half of August is this like, okay, now go, like go out there. And you're like, wait, I'm not ready. I don't know what to do. And it's this establishing of a new foundation. So whenever you feel that feeling of vulnerability, it's, what does it make me know? I want to, like, as I think for you, the conflict of like, I want to be out there, but it's scary. Like it's, because what we're doing is you're putting your truth out there. You're putting your voice out there and you want to, but it's exposing the fears that you have in doing that. They're always going to be haters, girl. Always going to be haters.
It's so funny with when I put out my first episode about my divorce, I intentionally kept it pretty light. I wanted it to not feel as dark as I feel, really, sure. Because I was like, well, over time, over the podcast, over the evolution, I will expose more through the growth. But there was a few people who were like, oh, you weren't really that real. Like there was a lot more darkness that you could have said. And I'm like, so it comes.
Well, it's being willing to go there. And one of the
episode feedback, one, I ain't ready to go.
No, you weren't ready to go there. And that might be something you revisit. I think I think energy is moving really fast for you. And I think the thing to focus on, like, let's say with your divorce was, you know, it's all that whenever you go through something, whether you know it's right or not, there's a period of grief and loss. And that's what I think a lot of the planet was going through, especially when you started your first episode. That's why people are like, hey, I'm wanting to process this grief and loss of like, where's my freedoms? I can't do these things. Look at these businesses. Like, I don't know if I'm ever going to go back to the world that we lived in before. Like people were processing that and they were asking. And it takes courage to go, hey, this is uncomfortable. And I'm revealing some ugly things about myself that maybe, you know, and that willingness is always rewarded. It was what I've found in my years of doing this is, people come to me, they're like, because you're not afraid to put your own shit out there. And that's what makes people feel like, hey, if you can do it, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I think every single person has experienced pain. We've all experienced pain and we're all just trying not to suffer.
Yes, girl. And
the problem is I find myself comparing my pain with other people's pain. Mm-hmm, I'm like, well, that's a lot worse. You know, they
sure.
But it's all
you can't. Yeah. If I see, you know, a friend that her daughter just had to have open heart surgery, 1 year old, like nothing is more important. Like, I'm sorry, nothing in my life is a weight to that, but that's, you don't want it to not give you permission to have whatever you're feeling that day. And
a broken bones hurts and so does breaking a toe.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. So yeah, that's like, I do such a big thing, but yeah, we can get started with like the basis so people get it. Cause where I can go like really fast over to this other side.
Yeah. And I love your energy. And I'm so curious because you have a master's in psychology, right?
Yes. Spiritual depth psychology, which is marriage family therapy, but I focus mostly on building self-awareness, mindfulness, that sort of approach. But I did my 3,000 hours and worked with kids and groups and couples and blah, blah, blah. So it's really a combination of intuition, spirituality, and traditional psychology.
So how did you, what, first off, what does it mean to be an intuitive life coach? How did you find yourself there? And how did you get to the place where you are now after getting that degree? I know I feel like everyone who's a healer or everyone who does work like this has experienced pain on some level. And that could 100%. Be an assumption, but that's what I've been defined.
100%. I would say you can't find an artist or a healer that hasn't been through some shit. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite people. So when I was a little girl, my mom said, my mom was 21 when she met my dad. 3 months later, they got married. 3 months later, they were pregnant with me. He's from Germany. He passed away in March of this year, but he was an alcoholic, a coke addict and all of this. And so they had separated when I was three. And when I was about 3 and a half, they went to meet and I would sit there and my brother was one. And my mom would tell me that she came in and she was like, honey, I think your daddy's getting better. And I was like, mommy, I don't think daddy's getting any better. Like, no, I don't know what you're seeing. And she said, you would just know things about people. And what I looked at as, and I think all kids have this, it's kids are reading energy, not your words. We're not listening to your words. We're feeling stuff. And I think that that's always like an athlete. I came in more predisposed than other people with feeling the energy of a person versus the words they're saying. Now, most people are not congruent in their energy. The reason you go, oh, I like your energy is because everything that comes out of my mouth is a match to my energy. Mm-hmm. I'll give you the most obvious example is when a husband will be like, my wife is like, I'm fine. Clearly you're not fine. Okay. Like, you are not fine. Okay. That's everybody so knows true. You're not fine. Yeah, it's fine. You can totally do that. That's okay. No, I can feel it's not okay. And so everybody does this. Everybody knows how to do this. And so when I was young, my mom was very into like psychics and intuitives and all that stuff. So I did have the benefit of being raised with it being acceptable. Okay. So there's that. I went to a psychic. I must have been 16 and it was like an Indian Sikh. And my mom took me because I had a lot of, obviously there was a lot of emotional trauma in my life that I won't go into. But so we went in and the guy said, you have the golden light around you. You're a healer. I was like, what? You crazy. I was like 16. I was like, you don't know what you're talking
about. Like, I don't know what this means. Please don't say that.
Out of your mind. And he goes, no, you came here to help people. You came here to help people. And that stuck with me as I got older. And then when I was in my early 20s, I had moved back here from New York and my mom went to this homeopathic pharmacy, for those of you that don't know it, in Santa Monica. It's very popular. And they had this little bookshelf of like books. And when I tell you, this sounds psychotic, my arm reached out and pulled out a book. I didn't see it.
Doesn't sound psychotic. I don't
think so. Weird. And I pulled the book out and it was Conversations with God, book one by Neil Donald Walsh. And I was like, what is this, a religious book? I was very non-religious. And I was like, I don't even understand. And I turned the book over and I read the back and tears just started streaming down my face. And I'm like, I'm not crazy. Like that was the feeling of like, oh my gosh. Like,
validation.
I was validating. I still get emotional just talking about it.
Yeah.
And then I was an actress and a singer and I got into this acting class with Dee Wallace and she does all this like healing work and stuff. And her whole thing was, in order to be an actor or an artist, you have to be able to know yourself and understand human psychology in a way, or else you can't play somebody or you can't sing a song from someone's point of view if you don't deeply understand the emotion. And people would get on stage and I would just know stuff about their life. I'd be like, when you were 12, there was something with your dad. Like I would just get pictures and I started. So Dee's like, go with that. Is that true? And so for like 4 years, I was like honing it of like learning to trust that the images and the thoughts I were getting were actually right. Mm-hmm. I was going up to people in the grocery store. I was like, excuse me, I have this image of you. I'm sorry, I'm crazy. Like I was a lunatic because I wanted to make sure, because I would be standing next to somebody in line at Ralph's and get an image for them.
So would you say you're a clairvoyant? And for those listening, clairvoyant is you get images.
I get images and pictures. And so the way I would look at, I don't like clairvoyant as a word. I like it. I'm an energy reader. And so what it means is like, let's say in your field is every single person you've ever encountered and that you love. So if you talked about your ex-husband, I can get him in 1 second because he's
connected. Oh, you don't want to.
I don't want to, but I could get him because he's connected to your energy field.
Sure.
So I can read all that and I can see where you're attracting what you want, where you're not. So it's like, I can see the veil of someone's field and it's weird, but I just, I can, that's what I do. So
it's a gift. It's not weird.
It is a gift and everybody can do it. We're just not taught to hold on to that. And so that's part of what I do. So then trying to make this story short, but then when I met my husband, Dee did these workshops. She had me go. And then I started getting clients. I started charging nothing, then donation. Then it went to $30 an hour, $60 an hour, $100 an hour. And then I started making money doing this. Just word of mouth, never, you know. And then I was like, I want to go back to school. Like, I want to really know this inside out. And so I found this program out here in LA and I went and I just loved it. I was thriving. Then I was doing my hours and I was like, A, people lie in therapy. So that was hard for me because in traditional therapy, you can't say anything. You can't really.
You have to be really honest with yourself in therapy. You have to be willing to be like, I fucked up multiple times and you have to want to own it. And, and people don't want to do that.
And people don't want to reveal their, like, I would feel abused with people that they don't want to tell you the first session. And it's like, okay, I realize after doing all these hours that a life coach is more like, give me tools. I don't think someone should have to go to therapy every week. It's about building that relationship with yourself, with your own gut, with your own inner being, with your own soul. So I was like, I don't want to do therapy. I want to do life coaching to help people. You can have one session with me and change your whole life. Some people talk to me once a month. Some people talk to me once every 6. Some people talk to me once a year. Mm-hmm. It's not a weekly thing. And it works better for me because people that come to me, girl, have already been to therapy, are at the end of their rope. This hasn't worked. I've tried everything. And I'm like, okay, good. Now you're ready.
Yeah.
To really go.
Yeah. Back. Yeah. That's amazing.
So that's why I chose to go this route, you know.
And good for you for listening to kind of what your intuition was telling you. I think so many people have a gut feeling of what they should do or a direction mm-hmm. they should go. And they're so afraid. There's so much fear around failure, but you cannot. Failure is always going to happen. You have to accept that you're going to fail. It's not going to be easy, but that's awesome.
The biggest thing is being true to yourself. And that might look different. Like my husband was like, why don't you just get your license? Like, I'm like, no, because it's not me. There are amazing therapists out there. There are people that do incredible work. It's just not the way I want to work. This is fun for me. It's never draining. It's joyful. I get to bring people back to themselves. I get to literally in one session, watch somebody really make a shift. I don't like sitting there and drudging it out for an hour every week. It is not enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's huge. Okay. So when you were talking, I just kept thinking of the word universe. Obviously, mm-hmm. the name of my podcast is right. Dear Universe, It's Me. And I was trying to think, why did I choose that name? Like, I remember it just came to me, the word universe, for the title of my podcast. And I think it's because on the journey I'm on, I'm just trusting the universe. I mean, I even have this deck on my coffee table. It says, the universe has your back.
I love it. I get chills. Love it.
So to me, the universe is just this higher force that can always observe what I'm doing and will give to me what I need if I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And so how would you define the universe? Obviously in the spiritual form, because the universe is stars and planets.
Right. So when we say the universe, I look at it this way. If you look at, people use all different kinds of word for God. So I think the universe is another way of saying source energy, God, the power that creates worlds. I think that's a great way. And what my belief and my understanding from everything that I've learned in my life and through my experience is that, like, when I see somebody, it's like every single living thing, every plant, every animal, every person has a spark of light in them that is a piece of that source universe energy.
Divine light, baby. We
divine
all got
light.
It.
And you can't, like, people are like, is there evil? Is there, my husband loves like Star Wars. He's like, there's a force. I'm like, there's no force of evil. You're just either far from the light or close to the light. So, you know, people always say, well, there are actually born evil people. I go, no, there are born damaged people. People come in and you get people that are pre-verbal getting abused. I mean, and they don't have a chance in hell. You know what I mean? To survive. So I teach my son's like, why is that guy a bad guy? And if you notice every TV show, a bad guy is someone who's an orphan, who's someone who is alone, is someone like they're setting this up to go, I'm like, he's wounded. He's hurt. Yeah. So the universe is about this force that you have the Jennifer universe. I have the Nadia universe. So whatever the universe relationship with you is unique, yet it's connected to all. Mm-hmm. So even in this moment with, so I always look at the universe, it's all that exists, the power that creates worlds, source energy, and it's also the orchestrator of all the cooperative components that we want to put together. The way I met my husband, that was shit was magic. Okay. Like,
did you manifest that, you think?
Oh, honey, first of all, let me start with this.
I want to ask you about that too.
Yes. Yes. It's, first of all, everything, we have to go into the laws of the universe. So now we talked about what the universe is, right?
Yeah. Because I have a pickle with the laws of the universe a little bit because, you know, Dear Universe, It's Me was kind of my way of being like, okay, I'm on this journey. I'm healing. I'm actively healing. Like I'm in the law of, is the law of attraction one of the laws?
Yep.
That was okay. So I feel like I'm completely abiding by the law of attraction. And I'm doing all these things in my life that are, I'm trying to attract what I'm giving out. I'm trying to manifest and I'm just not seeing anything. And I'm
okay.
I mean, I'm impatient as well, but I want to ask you about the laws of the universe.
Yes. So first of all, what you just said is exactly what I work with every day. So I will absolutely help you with this in about 5 seconds. Okay, here we go. So first of all, there are three major laws. Well, let's look at the law of gravity, for example. So the law of gravity is an earthly law. Okay. So you don't have to believe in gravity. You still stick into the ground. Okay. So the law of attraction is the same way. It's working no matter what. Now you have to learn to know the messages. So the messages are this. We were born with a guidance system. I call it an internal GPS. So let's say through your divorce, you've put in data of, I want a guy that's not this, but that's this. Okay. I want a partner that's this. This is what I've learned from knowing what I don't want and what doesn't work. And so we put it in this expression is my vibrational escrow. So I'm telling the universe, type, this is what I want. This is what I want. Now you don't do that consciously. You're doing it anyway. Because as soon as you see what you don't want, your gut goes, well, do you want this?
I've even written down my-
Yes, the list.
I've done it all.
Good. I love the list. Now, what you need to pay attention to is when I think about, so before I met my husband, I was almost 36 when I met my husband. Okay. So I'm 44 now. I have 2 beautiful children, super happily married.
It makes me so happy. Oh,
yes, girl. Nothing but time. I had my kids at 38 and 41.
I have panic attacks all the time.
Girl, but this is why it's not manifesting. Those panic attacks are an indicator from your inner being saying, please return to the highlighted route. Absolutely. You are off-roading. You've asked me for this man and you're over here on the rocky edge. Mm-hmm. If you feel like crap, that means you're on the other end of the stick. You're not attracting what you've asked for. So when I think about, so before I met my husband, I had my list and it was 103 things because let's be real, I was almost 36 and I had some boyfriends. I've had a lot of experience and I was very specific.
Were they physical and non-physical?
Physical, non-physical. Good. He had to love my friends and my family. I wanted him to be my best friend. I wanted him to speak in leather language. I put Italian ? Because I was not even kidding, girl. I always had a vision of my kids having blue eyes. So I was like, blue eyes ? Like maybe. And I wrote at the end, this or something better. And I was dating a guy and I was like, you know, I'm just done. I'm done. Bring me my person or bring me no one. I'm good. I'm satisfied where I am, but I'm excited, but I want him. I'm done with the messing around. That was the energy place I was in. So you don't have to be in like joy, but you do got to be like, I know he's coming. So I'm just going to chillax until he does and live my best life. That's how good things happen. If you're taking score, where is he? He's not here. It's not happening. That's the message you're giving the universe.
Going down the rabbit hole of, oh, my gynecologist told me my eggs are now on a 5-year plan. Maybe I should freeze my eggs and then I'm not going to meet someone. And I'm going to be old and alone. It's a
So this is why you're not attracting it, because look where your focus is. Look at where your energy is going.
So I really am not really on the law of attraction at all. Because what I'm being is like anxious and uptight and
stressed and afraid.
Yeah.
And doubting. Wow,
light bulb moment.
Yeah. And so you are getting back. So like, for example, my doctor, my husband's sister had a lot of trouble getting pregnant. So she was like, he was like, we need to like get your, freeze your eggs. I'm like, we cool. We're good. Like, I just was very clear about it. And so we go to my gynecologist and she's like, yeah, Nadia's good. She's in the right headspace. I'm not worried about her at all. Like, I got pregnant the first time out with both my kids. So she got it. Yes, but I also attracted a doctor that was validating what I knew. Do you see what I mean? And so the universe is, I say, do you want to know what you're putting out? It's what you're getting. So that's how you pay attention. If you're getting people taking advantage of you, that's you. The hardest part about this work is you can't blame anybody. I'd like to blame Trump. I'd like to blame everybody, you know, the fires. I can't.
You can't blame.
What do I want to contribute to this? I want to see California thriving. I want to see harmony and love in the world. That's how you create things. But we're focused as humans on the negative, What's wrong? Let me fight this. Let me push this to the ground.
And that's what that's the energy you're putting out is negative and is anxiety and worry versus just relaxing and and flourishing and not worrying about it. So
and did you see what you just did? How you took that breath? How you went, you're relaxing. I just felt your energy open. When you just did that one little thing, your energy went click a little bit more open.
I mean, look, you probably can't see. I have goosebumps, but
but you had a little release.
Yeah.
You had a little release because you started telling a new story. Oh, I can relax more. Oh, I can let the universe do it. Like, I like the to-do list for the universe. My to-do list, get on the phone, get on universe to-do list, bring me my man, bring me ways to bring money, bring me my healthy body.
Everything.
That's it. In the perfect time. In the perfect time.
Yeah.
You know? The other law, so law of attraction.
Number one.
And is number one. Number two is law of deliberate creation, which is your attention and focus. Whatever you're focused on, you get more of. Period. The end. Whether you want it or not. So that's why our focus is so powerful. The good news is every single time, I'm going to try to put this in an analogy that makes sense. Every single time you notice something you don't want, the river of desire gets more powerful, pulling you towards what you do want.
Can I share a quick story? Yes. It's just something just clicked. That's so true. Okay. So I wouldn't call it a date. I hung out with this guy. And I knew after hanging out with him, like, doesn't meet my list, not interested, not feeling connected. The vibes were not there. And it made me want and desire that person even stronger. It was like, okay, I know exactly what I like. This is not the feeling I want. And so
And sorry, what's great, and the more you sort of buck the current and don't go with that flow of what you've asked for, the worse you feel. So the way you know if you're creating what you want is the way you feel. So that's why hypersensitive people, it's a gift. This is why my gift is important because I can feel the slightest bit of offness or not offness. So for example, so with my husband, I'm just going to tell you this story because it's such a fun, magical story. I was working part-time at a restaurant. I had worked there 13 years. My family owned a restaurant growing up. I can do it in my sleep. I was working there 3 days a week I was the manager and like the head, and I was like the head of the front. And the hostess downstairs, she was a friend of mine. She was on the phone and I see two people walk in. I was like, shit. So I run down to greet them, you know, and I look up and it's my husband and has never met him before and his mother. And I looked at him and I paused. And as you can see from me, I'm not a pauser. I go, I'm just go, go, go. And I looked, they walked upstairs. It was like a 15-minute wait. And I looked at the girl and I said, I just met my husband. I knew that the second I saw him, because I knew my list and I could feel that he was my list. And when I tell you, when I was like, if I don't talk to this guy, I'm going to shoot my, like, I will never forgive myself. Okay. So I need to like grow a pair and just go and talk to this person. So I go up and he's in his phone. And he's not paying attention. And his mother starts talking to me and she's from New Jersey. And she's like, oh, you have beautiful eyes. Where are you from? And I was like, oh, I'm from here, but my mom's from Italy. My dad's from Germany. And She goes, oh, that's so funny. My ex-husband is from Italy. This is my son, divorced, no kids.
Okay. And Italy was on your list. Italian was on your list.
Girl, I said, oh, parlate italiano. And Rich looked up and he was like, sì, certo, io parlo italiano. Literally, girl, minute one, speaks Italian. Blue eyes. Okay.
Like, what are the odds?
Everything on my list. And my husband's like, I didn't have a list, but if I did, he's like, his ex-wife like drank and smoked, and I don't drink, I don't smoke. I'm not an addict. I just don't drink and don't smoke. And he's like, it's so weird. I didn't know that somebody existed that wasn't an addict that actually just didn't drink and didn't smoke. It's just, we're like homebodies. We like to like sit and watch movies. We're not partiers, you know, we're like the same vibe. Point being, he was like, you know what's weird? I would just drive down here and drive by this place when I was in a bed, and I didn't know why for like the past 5 years, and I'd been there. And so the universe was pulling him, but the moment wasn't quite right yet.
Mm.
You know? Yeah. And so you have to know, like, we moved in together after 3 months. We were engaged after a year. We were married after a year after that.
You just know.
It was easy. I tell people, my couples, if it's not easy in the first year, get out. Supposed to be easy.
If you have to put in way too much work, yeah, 100%. And that's exactly how I envision it too. And that's what I've seen with my parents. If it ain't easy, it's not the one.
Because life gets hard with kids, with a mortgage, with, you know, things get hard later, and you need to have that foundation. So the law of creation is about, when I saw him, and literally at my wedding, my best friend was like, of course Nadia would get everything on her list. But I'm like, that's how I roll. Like, I'm going to get what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have that attitude a little bit. It's a little bit of like, hey, if I can, this is the law. If you can desire it, it is possible. Period.
So you really abided by the first two, and then the third one kind of came.
The third one is law of allowing, which is letting it happen. Which is letting the magic happen. You know, my son, I don't lie to my kids. I tell I don't do Santa. I don't do the Easter Bunny. I tell them it's a story, but I don't do
let down anyways when you find out.
Yeah. And I say, I talk about the real magic of the universe. I go, it's not, let's say you want to fly. Luca's like, well, I want to fly, Mom. How can I fly? I go, well, people have manifested planes and hand gliding and jumping out of, bungee jumping. There are ways to get the feeling that you're seeking. So I always tell people, when you want to create something, think about what you want to feel, because everything you want, you're seeking a feeling. If it's money, I want safety and security. If it's love, I want connection. I want to give and receive love. So find ways to do that feeling in your now, and then things that match it will come. And it's very powerful.
That makes perfect sense. So I can just hear my dad in my ear laughing at this a little bit. So I'm going to play devil's advocate, because I could hear him saying, I get it. But I worked my ass off to get what I have. I didn't ask for it. I put in the work. So what's the difference between what we're talking about and someone who might have that perspective, which I know
I'm going to use my grandmother. They're immigrants from Italy, and that's what I was taught. You struggle, life is hard, you work hard, and you get something out of it. So the first thing I will tell you is, as you believe is delivered to you. So if you believe, if I work hard, I'll get it, then you will. If you believe, if I don't work hard, I won't get it, then you won't.
And because it's the word you tell yourself too.
Watch these young kids that are like, I don't know how to do stuff. I can be home on YouTube and make millions doing nothing. I'm not working hard and I'm making millions. Donald Trump didn't work hard. It was handed to him. You know, people, one doesn't mean the other. But for like my grandmother, that's what she believed. And so that's what she manifested. She did manifest working hard. She also told me, you give yourself up. You have to struggle. It's a fight, you know. And I'm like, or not. Or not. It doesn't have to be that way. And I think your dad, I love to work hard when I'm excited. Like when I was in school, I loved it. I'm not afraid. I call it inspired action. I love exercising. That's not working hard for me. I know I feel good after. So the statement is 30 minutes of positive, excited action is more powerful than 16 hours of hard work.
Mm.
So
yes,
30 minutes of just like, I'm doing something fun. You know what? Something I enjoy.
So I have a 9-to-5 job outside of this. This podcast is completely my happy passion project.
Yes.
And I feel completely different after doing this than I do after spending, 10 hours a day working on something right. that might not be fueling my fire as much.
Sure.
That makes complete sense. And I think anyone can get around the idea of your thoughts become actions. Your thoughts are important. What the energy that you put out, and I think everyone can believe in energy, right? Yeah. Everything is energy.
Everyone believes in cause and effect. And it's so easier. I find with like men or men that are not so spiritual, I go, well, let me put it this way. Do you believe what you put out, you get back? Do you see your wives or girlfriends, friends dating the same guy over and over again and go, wow, they're really putting something out there. They keep getting, you can see it. But somehow with yourself, you think it doesn't apply. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It applies to you too. applies to you too. So, you see it from the outside. So I always give people other people's explanations for things. I'm going to use Donald Trump as a great example. He's delusional. This is the best building that's ever lived. This is fantastic.
Well, he's blaming fires now on, I know.
I can't.
I know.
But
I know.
You see how he is talking himself into things, which is what's gotten him. Unfortunately, my other favorite statement is you can run, but you can't hide. Your stuff will always catch up to you. So what you're seeing, the Trump being president as a psychologist, like he's a classic textbook narcissist, like textbook.
Literally.
Like it's crazy. But you see how the presidency has shined the light on not only his wounding, but are the US's shadow, the racism, the hate that's always been there. It's how the country started, and it's time to heal that and bring it to the light. So I tell people, don't give Trump any energy. Give him zero energy. Bless him away. What do we want to give energy to? Healing, progress. Like you look at these young ones coming in, girl. They're going, I don't want to identify with gender because they know we're all male and female. It doesn't matter what parts you got. We all got divine feminine. We all got divine male. And they're coming in knowing that. They're coming in knowing that. This is not, Trump is not where we're going. He's where we've been. So it's a really great opportunity. Everything that comes to you, the doctor looking at you going, your eggs are dying. Okay. You go, let that solidify your clarity that you want to be a mother. And that clarity, it's done. There's already a soul that's picked you. She's just waiting for you to be ready. And you're not ready today.
Thank you for saying that. That's so
one egg. One egg. And she's ready. I tell people, my friend went through IVF. She's 46. Six times IVS, has a beautiful, healthy little boy. And they told her since she was 20 years old, her endometriosis was so bad, she would never be able to have a child. And she's like, no, me and the universe, we got a different plan. And she has a beautiful baby boy. And it wasn't a fun journey for her, but she did get it. So I've seen it around. And so it's just going, what does this make me know I want? Know my body's there for me. Know that I want it, it's not something, is it not in the cards for me? It is in the cards for you. You've already asked for it. It's already created for you.
And it's so interesting. I have dreams about it. I have visions about it. I know I'm going to have children. I know I'm going to find a person. It's just being so paranoid. And we talked about this, anxious mm-hmm. and paranoid that it's not going to happen. And there's so much fear and I don't know where the fear is coming from.
Well, the fear is from your divorce I lost trust with myself. When you break up with someone, whether it's a breakup or a divorce, you lose your future because you had an idea about what your future was going to be and you didn't have to worry about any of this. Like, okay, I'm with the person and we'll have kids at the perfect time and there's no rush. And all of a sudden, all of that got stripped from you. And it's the rebuilding of that relationship with who you were when you met this person is not the same person you are today. No. And it's kind of ridiculous that we have the notion that you should be with one person your whole life. Some people, they grow together and it works out great. My husband and I needed to go through what we went through before we met. He had gone through 7 years of therapy and looking at himself and dealing with his childhood issues before he met me.
Mm-hmm.
And same. So because we knew we were on a certain path together. And I think that it's going to be the same for you. I don't doubt it. I'm not worried about it. It's done. You just got to stop taking score today. And also, I'm in a pandemic. How am I going to meet somebody?
I know. So how someone who has trauma or hurt in their past, how can they use the laws of the universe in their daily life to clear or unblock those things?
Okay. I'm going to use this example, and it's going to be a very triggering example. It's going to make sense. One of my best friends, he was raped and molested for like 5 years in his childhood, okay, by a mother male, and he's straight. And how you heal something is taking your power back. And I was also date raped when I was 15. And if I go back, I had the red flags. I had the messages. I knew it was coming, and I didn't listen.
It was your gut.
I knew I wanted to be liked. I was people pleasing. I was being nicey nice. I didn't want to rock the boat. And I didn't listen, but I got the messages. So I really need to take responsibility that I attracted that. And my wonderful friend, when he finally healed that, was when he said to me, I would go back to that guy's house. I would walk there myself, knowing what was going to happen to me, because I wasn't getting attention from my dad. So I see how I chose it and I allowed it. And that's empowering, mm-hmm. because you go, I don't have to make that mistake again. I don't have to choose that again. So how can I if you stay the victim, you're never going to change. You're never going to heal. You got to find a way to go, why did I choose this? Now you think of children. Think of like kids that come in with a disease, things that come in, kids with people. Oh, that's really the hardest question, in my opinion, of like, why would a child choose to come in? And I say it this way, you didn't want to come in to a feathered nest. You wanted to come in because if you look at, I have a friend that has a child with a deformity, and he's a beautiful kid. And I was sitting with his energy. She's like, why? Can you help me understand why? Because it's so hard and kids make fun of him and this and that. And I said, because it's going to make him the person he chose to be. You know, it's going to make him the person that he wanted to be in this life. And he wouldn't be able to do it if he didn't have this thing. Do you know what I mean? Uh-huh. To make him different, mm-hmm. to push him to be a conscious person. And so that's the hard part, is taking back power around things that seem like they weren't your choice.
And so many people stay in the victim mentality, you know, and it's very hard, especially, you know, just using me as an example, it's very hard to go, oh yeah, I consciously made a choice to be with this person. I also knew it was wrong. I also felt in my gut, this was painful. I wasn't happy, but I stayed around, so it's on me. But now I'm the person I am, and now my life will look different because of that. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing, and I own that. But it's hard, and it's taken 3 years for me to get there.
When people get stuck is when they get stuck in shame. There's a difference between like guilt or pain and then shame. So like I teach my son, you're not bad. You just made a bad choice, or you made the wrong choice. So next time you can make a different choice. Do you know what I mean? And what you're learning is the best question to ask yourself is, and I ask people this all the time, what did you get clarity on in that situation? What did that situation make you know about yourself that I would never want to harm another person? That the thought of hurting a child, I want to protect, I want people to feel safe with me. I want to put, you know what I'm saying? Like whatever it is, like for, let's say being abused, that my body, that I get to choose, you know, I want to feel empowered in my body. I want to feel strong. Another friend of mine that was abused severely went into athletics to get physically strong. That's what got her power back, is I want to feel physically strong. Like I could, you know, what is it for you that's going to put you in your power again? That's how you heal something. Because it's the illusion of being disempowered. And that's what's happening now, let's say with the African-American community, with the gay, the LGBTQ community. I want to empower them, you know, instead of, there's a difference between fighting and pushing against what's wrong and advocating and uplifting. So my intention is to advocate and uplift and empower. Yes. And mm-hmm. educate mm-hmm. people that don't understand it, that don't mm-hmm. understand white privilege, or that don't understand what it's like. Right. Yeah. What it's like to be a 5-year-old and knowing you're not like everybody else. Like mm-hmm. when I talk to my LGBTQ clients, whether they're transgender or gay or straight or bi or whatever, or non-binary or whatever, they felt different. And they chose that because they knew it was going to put them on the path of autism. It's another one people ask me about. Why would a kid choose to be autistic? I go, you know what autistic kids have? Superpower. They don't care about what you think.
Nope.
That's the beauty of being autistic.
And beautiful. Yeah, exactly.
They don't care. They're free. They go, I want to go in and not give a shit about what's going on out here. Okay? Yeah. Like, they're powerful. So I always try to turn this perspective around because I have clients that are parents of autistic kids. And so I just try to empower the view. If that makes sense. I know that was a lot. That was a mouthful, but I'm trying to give a whole picture.
This is so amazing. I could talk to you for hours, seriously. So law of attraction, number one. Number mm-hmm. two was?
Law of deliberate creation. So that means you are creating deliberately.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to start doing it deliberately. You're doing it unconsciously, most people. And then law of allowing, which is letting it happen.
And these are all just manifesting what you want. It's just... Yeah.
What's crazy is like even this, you know, when people ask, you wrote this down as a question, how can you use this in your life in a positive way? So my first pregnancy, I gained 40 pounds, could not lose the weight. Now I manifested an easy pregnancy. That I manifested because I had done that already. I knew that. I wasn't worried about that. But I forgot about like the weight and I had an emergency C-section and I was like, oh, this I did not prepare for at all. I was not ready. Like,
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, exactly. So then the second time I sat down and I was like, how do I want this to go? How do I want this to go? And I was in my 40s. The body, I was like, I want my body to get back. I want this. I want it to be easy. I want da da da. And I'm to tell you, I only gained 26 pounds the second time. In 6 weeks, I was back to my body. My milk came in quick the first time. My milk didn't come in. So I was like, use what you've learned in your life to dictate, to segment intend or to get ahead of what's coming. So when you sit down with your list, you go, I want to know when I see him. I want to know when I know it's my man. I want to know my body's there for me. I want to have clarity. I want to feel again empowered around this. So that's how you know you've unblocked something is when you go, it's unplugged from the wall.
You're shifting. You know? Yeah, you're shifting your mindset. Literally, instead of thinking, is this going to happen for me? I'm so afraid. What you just said, my body's there for me.
Yes.
That's a complete mind shift in that.
Well, and you could also, you don't want to just do, people are like affirmations. What do you think of those? And I go, an affirmation is like, so let's say I'm afraid my body won't be there for me. Let's say that's your true statement right now, which is true for you right now. That is how you feel.
Sure.
So if you say, when I say it, you can feel it because I feel it. So I'm giving you that feeling. But when you're by yourself, it's hard because I'm reflecting the truth to you right now.
Yeah. And I, probably you too, I get energy off of people. So living alone during quarantine, it's been really hard for me. Like this conversation is firing me up because
I
get energy off of people. But when I'm alone, I can remember, I'm going to listen to this episode when it comes out and I'll remember what you're saying. But when you're really, really alone and isolated, to actively make that a true, genuine thing that you believe in yourself is harder.
It's much harder. And those are the tools I try to teach. Like, I will hold it for you. And it's easy to hold. This is like my gift to people is I will see who they really are, not who they're being. And that's, I think, my biggest gift to people. So no matter who you think you are, I'm going to tell you who, I'm going to reflect to you who you really are. So in this moment, let's say the statement is, I'm afraid my body won't be there for me. When you're by yourself, in order to soften it, so you don't want to lie. I want to believe my body will be there for me.
That's not a lie.
And it feels like relief.
That feels better than saying my body's here for me when really maybe I don't actually
feel it. I want to believe that. I want to know that. That's where I tell people to go. I go in the, but that just moved you towards the right end of the stick.
And that's the law. That's really the law of attraction, right? Mm-hmm. That's
an example. It's deliberately taking something that you just said. So I'm going to use an example for me because that's something that really I feel power. I look like I'm powerless over. Okay. I want my kid to be in school. I couldn't be more anti-Trump. I'm not afraid. I'm not worried about it. I live in a bodunk little town out here in Ventura County. I ain't scared, girl. Ain't a match. Not worried about the corona. Corona's nowhere near me. Not worried. Want my kid to be in school. Newsom closed down the damn schools. And I'm like, I can feel myself. So I go, I sit down with a pen and paper. I go, what do I want? I want my kid to be thriving. I want my free time. I want to make sure I can work. I want him. I love the feeling of my kid being at school because I know he's growing and expanding and having fun. And I also know he's safe. And I love how he thrives with teachers and other kids. And I love how, let me amplify what I want, not the current thing. So then the next day I get an email, we're applying for the waiver. You know, our numbers are going down in Ventura. I'm like, hey, I can fucking make this happen. Excuse my language. I wanted my kid in school. I want my kid in school. I don't care what Newsom's doing. I don't care what the virus is doing. I'm going to manifest the feeling I'm looking for, which is my freedom and my son's thriving. That's what I'm looking for.
It's all a feeling. Dad, if you're listening, write that down because that's what it is. It is a feeling. We're chasing feelings.
Everything you want is because you think you'll feel good when you get it. Yeah. That's it. That's everything. So if you can feel good in the now moment, however you can get yourself to do that, be it playing with a kitten, looking at dog videos, whatever you got to do, I'm telling you, whatever you got to do, call a friend, listen to music, watch a comedy. This is my husband makes fun of me. He's like, whenever you're in a bad mood, you watch Friends. I'm like, Friends makes me happy.
For me, it's Grey's Anatomy. I will start from season one, episode one, and just watch it for weeks. It's my thing.
Right. It's just something to soothe. And we're not taught to self-soothe. And the way you self-soothe is, how do I make myself feel better? What would I say if I was my friend? If I was a friend to me, you'd be like, you got this. It's all working out. Don't worry.
And with our body, I used to pole dance and in class, they would always say like, treat and touch your body like it's your friend, like it's someone you love. It's same thing with who you are, with your soul, with your spirit, with the universe, with all of it.
Yes.
So and shifting those little things from I'm, you know, this won't happen to I hope it does. I want it to.
And it's like, we don't let ourselves want things because we put roadblocks up already. Like if you watch a child, they want something with pure desire. Mm-hmm. I joke because my 2-year-old, he's almost 3, but he's like, if he wants the iPad more than I don't want to give him the iPad, I have to give him the iPad because his desire is so strong and my desire to not give it to him is not that strong. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's how the universe works. If I just have to leave you with this because it's coming to me in my mind. I like equations like science. And I think this is the best equation. Desire plus belief equals manifestation. So if you look at it like a math problem,
mic drop. Yes.
Yes. If you desire something really, really like the mom lifting the car, if her child's under it, there's been documented cases of this happening. My belief that I can lift that car isn't very high, but my desire in that moment is through the roof. So I will lift that car.
Yes.
I will manifest lifting that car.
That's a great way.
Same thing. It's a great way to look at it. So lastly, if you don't really want something that much, but you really believe it, okay. So I don't want to meet a douchebag, but I kind of believe all guys are douchebags. I'm going to keep getting douchebags.
Yeah.
See what I mean? It's so desire plus belief. So it's any equation of that is what you're going to get. And I think that's the best way to like, make it make sense.
And I told you, I was like, we'll talk for 30 minutes. Thank you for your time.
I know. Sorry it was so long.
No, I'm so happy it was. This has been amazing. I really feel a shift in how I'm thinking about things that I want. I think I'm gonna go journal actually right now.
Do it, girl. But go on the inspiration.
I want to ask you where people can find you.
Oh, yeah. My website is intuitionbynadia.com. And I'm on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, blogtalkradio.com/intuitionbynadia. That's where my podcast is. I do it there because you can call in. Anyone can call in. I can't get to everybody. It's like the earlier you call in, you can call in like, I think 10 minutes before, but I take live callers, like with you, questions, because that's for me, the best way to engage with people and help answer these type of issues. Cause I think it's just more exciting. Mm-hmm. And then on Facebook, which is Intuition by Nadia as well. Super easy. Friends.
Yeah.
We are Facebook friends, girl. Yes, we are.
So you guys go follow her, go check her out. Her radio show was awesome. I'm going to link everything down below so people know where to find
you. Thank you, Mama. And thank you. It was such a joy.
Yes, my Leo friend. Thank you so much, you guys, for listening. And as you know, the divine light within me, or I should say within us, sees and honors the divine light within each and every one of you. Thank you so much for listening. We will catch you in the next episode.